And now, Missouri Medical Focus, a regular feature on KBIA, produced by the Communications Department of University of Missouri Healthcare.
Over the past few weeks, influenza has been given quite a bit of attention in the media, so I thought I'd sit down with Dr. Michael Cooperstock, Medical Director of Infection Control at University of Missouri Healthcare. Dr. Cooperstock, from where you sit, is the experience here in central Missouri with respect to influenza consistent with what we've been seeing across the country?
Oh, yes, it is. In fact, Missouri was a little ahead of the rest of the country this year, and the whole country has been a little earlier by about 2 months than the usual flu epidemic. So it's pretty clear that our numbers are higher than most years. So this definitely is going to be a big year for influenza. It already is, but not to the point where it's as dire as sometimes the media makes it sound. So we're busy with influenza, but it's not out of control. It's just that we are seeing more influenza than usual.
And when you say more, you're referring to not only the clinic and emergency department walk-in cases, but hospitalizations as well.
Yeah, you know, influenza can do a lot of things. It can give you just a little cold with a stuffy nose and a sore throat, and that's it. Or you can have a fever and a headache, or you can have a fever and a headache and muscle aches, or you can have all that and be driven to bed. And nowadays, if someone has 102 fever and they're in bed, the chances are pretty good that they have influenza. And probably the people around them who have cold-like symptoms probably also have influenza. And then a few people get so sick that they wind up having to be hospitalized.
And that was my next question. I guess most people are treated as on an outpatient basis rather than hospitalization. And what kind of treatment is available for someone with influenza?
Sure. Well, there are many things that can be done just symptomatically, you know, stay hydrated, have lots of fluids, get plenty of rest, that sort of thing. Take painkillers if you're having aches and pains. And then in addition to that, there is a treatment directly it's an antiviral agent called oseltamivir or Tamiflu, and then there's another one called Relenza we don't use as much. It's an inhaled medicine.
When we talk about influenza, the term epidemic is used quite a bit. I think that word can be frightening, and it can conjure up thoughts of the 1918 flu pandemic. But in reality, there is an epidemic of flu every year. Is that not correct?
Just about every year we see a wave of influenza, so it's correct to say there is an influenza epidemic year after year. And it's not a small matter because some people die, and in a typical average year, about 25,000 people die of influenza in the United States, and we don't always recognize that it is that serious of a disease. Now, the people who die are usually elderly people, anybody over age 65, and the older the person, the higher the risk. People who have chronic illnesses, severe lung disease, heart disease, and almost any other chronic illness can qualify, or people who are immune compromised. And the last group that can get into trouble are young children, particularly infants. And the younger they are, the greater the risk.
You're listening to Missouri Medical Focus on KBIA 91.3 FM, and we're discussing influenza. Shifting gears slightly, there are several misconceptions about influenza, and I thought I'd ask you about those. Can the flu vaccine give you influenza?
We hear that a lot, and the fact is the answer is no. The flu vaccine that we usually give is a killed vaccine, meaning there's not a live virus in there, so it can't really give you an infection by itself. The studies show that many people get symptoms after a flu vaccine, but it turns out that if you give them a saltwater placebo, the same number of symptoms occur. It happens because we give flu shots during the time of the year when there's lots of other viruses around. So that's how it gets its reputation of causing flu. If someone gets symptomatic after a flu shot, it's probably some other virus that's causing it, not the flu at all.
Well, many people claim that after they've been vaccinated, they still get the flu, and so the flu vaccine does not offer any protection. What do you have to say about that?
I have a lot to say about that. Because that is true. The flu vaccine's only 70% effective. That means it actually fully prevents the disease only 70% of the time. But the good news is that if it fails and you get the flu, it's clear, the data clearly show that the flu you get is not nearly as severe as it would have been. So when somebody comes to me and says, Dr. Cooperstock, I had that shot and I got the flu anyway, I always smile and say, you're very lucky, because if you didn't have the shot, you probably would have been a lot sicker.
What's the best thing you can do to keep from getting the flu?
Well, first and foremost is to be immunized. Secondly, there are obvious things that you can do. Good hand washing is one, and that means in the home. It also means that if someone is sick around you, or if you're the one who's sick, distancing from each other can be very helpful in preventing spread from one person to another. The closer you are to a person, the more likely you are to transmit a virus. And then we've also recognized that it's easy to spread the virus from one person to another on your hands. So the old habit of coughing or sneezing into your hand is now considered verboten, and instead you should cough into the crook of your arm. A much safer way to go.
Right, because obviously once you sneeze or cough into your hand, you touch a doorknob, then the germs are on the doorknob for the next person to grab that.
Right. The virus can survive on a surface like that for up to 8 hours. And so the next person walking through the door could easily pick it up off the door handle.
Right, and I think it's something like 15 minutes in something like fabric or the crook of your arm, correct?
That's right. Somehow it doesn't survive so long in clothing. And then, of course, if you have the illness yourself, it's good to stay home and not expose yourself to other people at work or at school.
Final message, what's the most important thing to take away from what's going on right now with influenza?
All right. So we clearly are into the midst of a flu epidemic. There's every reason to believe it's going to continue for many more weeks. And the main message would be that if you are a person who is particularly at risk over age 65, have a chronic illness, or if you are around small children, it becomes very important for you to become immunized. Now the recommendation is that all people from age 6 months on up should be immunized against the flu regardless. However, if you're in one of those groups, you particularly should be immunized. And if you're not, it's not too late. And I would recommend going promptly to a location where you can get a flu shot or a flu mist in order to protect yourself.
That's my time for now. I'd like to thank Dr. Cooperstock for being my guest. From Missouri Medical Focus, I'm Jeff Helscher.
Missouri Medical Focus is a service of University Hospital and Clinics.